So welcome everybody to our divine service on the 16th of August 2026. Just a few bits of housekeeping before we begin. I will be recording the first part of this evening. We won't be recording the part of the evening where I give out messages, just in case anybody gets given anything that's a bit personal that they don't particularly want to be recorded for prosperity. The recording will be available to download for free after the service from the Free Stuff page of the website under the Sunday Service Archive. That's where the Sunday Service recordings live these days. If you want to record the service yourself, you're more than welcome. Please note, these recordings are for your personal use only and in no way, shape or form for resale. There are no course notes available for Sunday services, but if you would like a copy of either opening and closing prayers and the images that I'm going to show you this evening, if you email Sue Little on edwin.c.notes@gmail.com, that's edwin.c.notes@gmail.com, Sue has very kindly agreed to pass the prayers and images on to anybody who requests them for me, which is very, very kind of her. If you have any questions that arise either from tonight's channeling, the meditation, or because you receive a message in the second half, then please contact me via the Questions for Ed form, which can be found in your account page. Please make sure to fix the correct heading to the email. There will be no Q&A moments throughout this evening, as it is a service and not a lecture, and the service will last an hour with no break. So at the moment, I have muted you all, which means that I won't be able to hear you and you won't be able to hear each other, but you should all be able to hear me. And this is how the majority of the session will be handled in order to prevent chaos from reigning. We're going to be working this evening with the Archangel Lassiel. Let me pop a picture of him on the screen for you. This is Lassiel's symbol. This was from a deck of cards that was created in conjunction with my brother. He channeled the symbols for me. About 2,000 years ago, we created this deck. It was one of the first things we ever did, completely out of print now. So this is Lassiel's symbol, and this is a picture of Lassiel that I created today. So we're going to be working with Lassiel. He's the Archangel of Consecration. We're going to start with an opening prayer that will lead straight into our meditation. And in the middle of the meditation, there will be a small channeling from Spirit. So just give you a few more moments to clock the angel there. I think he's got very dashing eyebrows, the angel, and a very nice chiseled chin. I'm very jealous of that chin. And one more gander at the symbol, and then we'll get going. Okay, you get nice and comfy in your seat. I am just going to find some lovely music. We'll do the prayer and then we'll go straight from the prayer into the meditation, and the channeling will be hidden inside the meditation. So I need to activate my... Oh, no, not that one. There we go, that one. That feels suddenly a bit loud. Okay, so what I'd like you to do, if you can, if it's comfortable, is to bring your hands and rest them over your heart center, please. Make sure that your shoulders are nice and loose and dropped. There's a tendency sometimes when we place our hands over our heart to hunch our shoulders up. We don't want that to happen. So keep the shoulders nice and loose and keep your neck nice and loose too. You can close your eyes, please, and I'd like you to take a few deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. And when you breathe out, if you imagine you're blowing through a straw, this breathing rhythm, in through the nose, out through the mouth, lips pursed, blowing through a straw, it's said to help activate the parasympathetic nervous system, our rest and digest nervous system, and just helps us move into a calmer space. As you breathe in and out, just feel that gentle rise and fall of your chest as your hands are rested over it. So breathing in through the nose and out through the pursed lips of the mouth. And in through the nose and out through the pursed lips of the mouth. And one more time, in through the nose, and out through the pursed lips of the mouth. Now I want you to bring your awareness up from the heart. Imagine it like a little ping-pong ball of light rising and riding on your central energy channel, this thread of light that runs through the center of your body. Up from the heart, it rises into and through the throat center and into the brow. And I want you to hold it here, your awareness, at the brow center, at the third eye. Now I want you to very gently and very slightly just tip the head back slightly as if you were trying to look at the ceiling, but with your eyes of course still closed. And now I want you to repeat this prayer after me. I call upon the Archangel Lassiel. Archangel of Consecration. Archangel of Purity. Archangel of Protection. Archangel of the Light. Surround me in a circle of your holy fire. Bless and consecrate the ground upon which I stand. Make sacred this space. Purified and blessed. Sacrosanct with your holy power. In accordance with the will divine, in accordance with the will of my higher self, let this be so. So mote it be. Amen. Now I want you to keep your eyes closed. You can lower your hands if it's more comfortable for you to do so and just rest them on your lap. Keep breathing. Keep focusing on the sound of my voice. Breathing in and out. Nice and relaxed and calm. Descending from on high, a beam of light, like a spotlight on a stage, descends around you. This beam of light is just for you. It holds you safely and completely in its pure white radiance. The light is strangely cool and strangely comforting. It carries a gently blended aroma of white sage and peppermint, of pine and frankincense. And it feels pure and purifying. It feels protective and safe. Where the beam strikes the ground at your feet, the outer edge of the circle it marks blooms into a white, fiery outline, holding you, surrounding you in this perfect circle of white, fiery protection, safe and secure. Suddenly in your mind, words whisper, encouraging you to repeat their mantra and prayer.
I stand in circles of light that no darkness may cross. I stand in circles of light that no darkness may cross. I stand in circles of light that no darkness may cross.
As you repeat the mantra, the shaft of light grows stronger and the circle of fire more and more powerful. You feel that the light is pushing away unseen forces that you have been invisibly and silently victim to. The pressures and worries of the world, the sadness and pain of its people, their fear and pessimism and anger. It all recedes like the tide, pushed away by the brilliant, shining wall of white light around you. Focus on this light. Let it become all that you see. An endless unfolding field of omnidirectional radiance. White light, endless and infinite, expanding outwards in all directions forever.
Welcome, child of the divine.
The voice comes from everywhere and nowhere. The same voice that whispered the invocation in your mind.
I am the Archangel Lassiel, Archangel of Consecration, and I bring you love and peace and welcome.
Through the light, an angel steps towards you, tall and beautiful and strong, with hair as bright as the stars and eyes as blue as the sea, dressed in a robe of white and gold. He reaches out to you and takes your hands in his own, and you feel a transmission of power and grace, a tingling, humming power, like an electrical current passing through your fingers and into your hands and rising up your arms and into your body.
Relax,
the angel says.
Focus on the sound of my voice. Listen,
the angel says.
And as you listen, receive. The state of the world in which you live at this moment in time is filled with shadow and pain. This is a strange moment in history, challenging and difficult. For those such as yourself, sensitives, healers, light workers, your exposure to this darkness can be felt more deeply and more greatly than others. The effects of it that you are exposed to through the media, through social media, and the collective unconscious, gnaws away at your strength and balance and well-being. Exhaustion comes not only from the toll of processing this exposure, but from the draining of power that is caused by your emotional responses to it. The result, for some, can be the beginning of the collapse of the subtle fields, as energy within the subtle bodies is redirected in order to maintain the integrity of the core, causing the subtle forms to collapse in upon each other, leading to exhaustion, a sense of isolation, depression, pessimism, fear, anger, sadness, and pain. But you are not alone. And there is hope. And there are things that can be done to mitigate the dangers of this time. If then you feel you are responding to this moment in this way, if you find yourself disconnecting from spirit, if you feel that the synchronicities in your life are drying to a standstill, if you feel the light seems to be further and further beyond your reach, then it is essential now that you halt your focus on others and return your focus to yourself. That you right yourself now, before things become too catastrophic for your energy system. And only when you are more balanced and energized, return your attention to those others around you who are in need. If you then are in need at this moment in time, you must call to the spirit world for help, to your guardian angel and the archangels, to the masters and the divine, to the source of all light and life, to whichever presences you feel comforted by and closely connected to me. You must call to them each and every day and sit to receive their blessing, whether you feel it or see it or sense it or not. In silence and stillness, you must wait to be filled and healed and cleansed and protected and loved. And my presence too may be called upon to create around you a consecrated space of light, purified and cleared, made sacred in the divine's name, shielded and protected from all outside harm, held safe in heaven's grace. You can call to me by name, chanting, Lasiel, Lasiel, Lasiel. Or simply call upon me as the angel of consecration. You can call upon me to make your personal space sacrosanct in the divine's name, or expand the light out into your room, into your house, into your garden, into your town, to hold those spaces near to you and dear to you, safe within my power also, to give you space to breathe, to give you space to be, to give you space to reconnect with hope, with the light of your own spirit and divinity, to bring your head again above the waters of your world so that you might breathe, reorientate yourself, find peace. We would also encourage you during these times to take a break from those invasive forces that carry the shadows into your mind and heart and spirit. To turn away from media and social media. To take a break from imbibing in the news. To ask your guides, your guardian angel, to focus their attentions on either filtering more finely the information that flows into your mind from the collective unconscious, or temporarily severing the link completely to give you greater grace and space. It is important, you see, that you give yourself a little freedom from the barrage that has brought you low, that you recalibrate yourself to the light only, that you allow it to lift your vibration, to purge your system of toxicity, to build your strength and repair your barriers, so that when you reconnect, you may do so from a position of power and strength. Sensitivity is a glorious thing, and it has always served the light worker well. But in the world in which you live, it can also be your greatest weakness. And as much as it is important to learn to deploy the practices of spiritual hygiene and protection to grant yourself equilibrium, it is also important to remember from time to time to take space apart from your world, to rest and recalibrate, to withdraw and find sanctuary, to reset and replenish your reserves. So I come to you as the angel of consecration to remind you of the importance of this at this moment in time, so that you may find again your center and restore to yourself the gift of your own divine power and right. Take then these words, offered in love, and this gift of power too, and use it wisely and well.
It's almost time to return. The angel begins to gently withdraw, disentangling his energy from your own, leaving behind a warm glow of the divine's love. Give thanks to the angel for all that they have done and all that they might do today and in the future. The angel releases your hands, steps back into the light, fades into the ether from whence they came. Breathe in and out, in and out, allowing the light to recede, pulling it tightly around you as a halo, a nimbus of protective power, a small circle of sacred space remaining around your feet that you might carry as you walk out into the world. Breathe from the root chakra down, down through your legs and feet into the earth, roots deep and wide, to ground and center yourself here. Breathe into the sacral and solar plexus to center your consciousness back into your body. Wiggle your fingers and your toes. Protect yourself psychically if you feel the need to do so. And when you are ready, in your own time, open your eyes and return. Okay, folks. So, any questions from the meditation or the channeling, shoot me a message via the online form. If you want that image or that symbol of Lassiel, shoot a message to sue.edwin.c.notes@gmail.com. And the opening prayer and that little mantra, I stand in circles of light that no darkness may cross, Sue's got those. She can send you, and she'll have the closing prayer that we're going to use as well in a moment or two. It's a nice meditation, I think, to return to from time to time. It's a strange old world we're living in at the moment. There's so much going on globally, politically, domestically. It's quite heavy, I think. And as much as some people are struggling with their sensitivity, I think what also people don't often bear in mind is the energy that is consumed in our emotional responses to the situations that we're being bombarded with. So when we see something sad on the news, or read something in the newspaper, or hear it on the radio, as our system tries to digest that information and process that information and transmute that information, more and more of our energy is being used up in those processes as we're trying to keep ourselves kind of cleansed and balanced and protected and in a state of equilibrium. And that diminishes our reservoir of power, and that in itself can lead to a kind of plummet within the energy system. Now, a few quick notices before we do our messages. August the 18th, that's Tuesday, is our Sol Discourses Zoom-channeled evening. We're going to be exploring the spiritual light found within the cells of the human and planetary body. August the 30th is our workshop for August, Prometheus the Atlantean, exploring the ancient and forgotten Atlantean god, an aspect of the divine, an avatar of the source, who is incarnated in the last days of the island's existence to guide the Atlantean people towards their ascension and true spiritual service, and how we might connect with that presence now and benefit from its guidance. Details about both of those things, as well as how to book, can be found online. Okay, let me switch this recorder off.